Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Total Healing.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe, help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. Reading this gospel raises several emotions in me. One is that Jesus wants to heal everyone. He does not accept the quiet, wavering voice of the Father asking, "If you can, please help." Jesus responds immediately, "If you can," almost as if he was saying, "What are you talking about? Of course I can, with your help, with your faith, with your faithful trust, your prayer. Of course I can help." The disciples had tried to cure the boy, but were unable. This leads me to the second strong feeling I have in reading this gospel. I'm thinking of the horror of the death of a child. Can we imagine the profound despair that parents feel when, after every possible modern medical intervention is exhausted, and after all the prayers of so many are offered, and even after the bargaining on the part of the faithful family, parents, relatives, and friends, for Jesus to intercede for the life of the child still dies. They too cried, "Jesus, if you can." Every one of us knows of a family who has suffered in this way, losing a child in an accident, to a disease, to a shooting, to a suicide, lost or missing, or dying of starvation in war, or lost to sex trafficking. What are we to make of all of this? Was God indicating that they did not have enough faith? That they did not pray hard enough? Was God abandoning them? Were they not also entitled to the same miracle Jesus performed on this young boy? Was Jesus' promise to that desperate father just a made-up story? This is the kind that can only be driven out by prayer, is his response. Perhaps it helps here if we consider Jesus' own death. Jesus himself faced inevitable lynching, torture, and a cruel execution. God did not intervene here. God did not save him. The only way Jesus was able to move through the experience was by deep, painful, profound prayer, the kind that puts all trust in God, who loves us through all of our human suffering. In the garden, the night before his ordeal, Jesus looked into the eyes of his Father in deep, passionate prayer, and his Father did not abandon him. With that strength, Jesus surrenders to his death and is rewarded by God with resurrection. This is the kind of horrible demon that can only be driven out by prayer. The promise of Jesus, then, is realized in total healing, which is death and resurrection, rather than a temporary cure. Resurrection is the total healing we and all of our children and family will receive, life forever in the family of God, where we will all be with one another once again, totally healed and free of all demons. Carrie Landry sings those wonderful words of Isaiah. Can a mother forget her baby or the child within her womb? Yes, even if these forget, I will never forget my own. I have carved you in the palm of my hand.